This is CICK News. On Saturday, I drove to a property on Old Babine Lake Road. When I found the address, signs warned that you were driving past a runner's crossing. About 30 cars were parked, and drum and bass music was blaring as I walked to meet Rory Luxmore at the BV Backyard Ultra Roots, Ridges, and Regrets. What's a BV Ultra, you ask? Let's go now to my conversation with Rory Luxmore. I met up with him at the ridge overlooking the beautiful valley on Saturday on a rainy, cold afternoon. We talked as nearly 30 runners passed us by who were weirdly happy for people who had been running in the rain for 6 hours.
Well done, Colin. Good stuff. There we go.
What's nice about this format anyways is every lap we've come up with a challenge, and we didn't tell them what the challenge would be, right? Right? So for every one of these challenges, they have to make a decision. Do I expend that energy? So for example, some of them might be a physical challenge. And so, you know, and for each one of these, if they participate, they get a prize, which is great, but then they're expending energy, right?
All right, good work, everybody. Come back and grab your wristbands. I just want to let you guys know that once you complete this lap, you've officially ran a marathon.
I think one of the problems with the selling of backyard ultras is that word ultra. Because when people hear the word ultra, it means, oh, it's going to be ultra hard, ultra long, and all the rest. But really, it's ultra slow, because you're meant to go slow, and it's ultra fun. And at least that's what we're trying to make it. And I think from the feedback that we've heard, people are like, oh my gosh, this is so fun.
BV Ultra co-organizer and avid runner Tegan O'Shaughnessy told me a little bit about what makes this event so special for the people who are participating who might not have ran a marathon before.
But there's no set distance that they have to do except for the first yard, so it's just as long as you can last?
Pretty much. We had to modify the distance for the backyard where it's taking place at Russell Burry's property. The official format of a backyard ultra is 4.16 miles. And typically, they're also typically in a flat area, which isn't the case here because we live in a mountainous place. So that's why we had to kind of modify a little bit. But typically, a yard, like I said, is about 6.6 kilometers. And if it's flat, usually it takes people between 40 minutes to 55 minutes to complete.
How long do you anticipate this will go till? Like, it starts at 9 a.m.
Yeah, for people that are trying to go long, they're definitely going to be there past 3 p.m. If Rory was racing, he's directing, so he's not. But if he was racing, I think he'd be here till or there till Sunday night longer.
Really?
If somebody could else or somebody else could keep up to him.
Yeah, wow. It does seem like the kind of thing, like even the website kind of makes it feel like this way, where it's like, just embrace the suck. Would you think that that's true about kind of like the psychology of people who want to run versus people who, like myself, really don't run?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, I guess in life you choose what you want to suffer through, really. Whether that's a 9-to-5 office job or, you know, being an athlete, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, and for this yard challenge, we're really going to see who has some true grit. For this one, it's going to be a one-minute wall sit.
At the beginning of this lap, I was limber, hydrated, and ready to join these hardcore runners for some immersive journalism. So I sent ace reporter Rory Luxmore to the scene to capture good tape from the wall sit.
And what are you doing right now?
Hanging out.
You're doing a wall sit.
I have a better answer.
Yep.
Because depression can't catch a moving target.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Yeah, no, I'm here for you, Rory.
Just okay, why are you here?
For the fun factor.
Okay, why are you here, Jessica?
To do my first backyard ultra and test my limits.
Awesome.
To clearly do a wall sit.
Why are you here, Brandon?
I came for the grown-ups.
Yes, okay, well done, you guys did it.
My name's Jill.
What are we doing, Jill?
Oh, we're doing Roots, Ridges, and Regrets Backyard Ultra.
Which have you encountered most between Roots, Ridges, and Regrets so far today?
You need more rocks than anything, which isn't in the title. Rocks and rain.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
We added.
So why do you do this?
I did this event last year. It was far less official.
Yeah.
And it was cool to see everyone went further than they thought.
Yeah.
Like, because you're never bored. It's a, like a social thing, and every lap everyone says, well, I could probably do another.
Yeah.
So you keep doing another. So I think everyone got their personal best and longest distances they've ever ran, and it's like surprising. You're surprised by yourself.
What lap are you on now, and like what's your distance?
What lap is this? Lap 6?
What?
Yeah, lap 8.
Lap 8, oh! Thanks, yeah, lap 8.
So how far does that mean that you've run so far today?
So far we've gone 42 kilometers.
Excellent, congratulations. Yeah, thanks so much, Jill.
You're welcome.
The BV Ultra's more silent partner is the property owner who you've heard mentioned, Russell Burry, who, though he was hesitant to speak with me for an interview, gave me a glimpse into the softer side of roots, ridges, and regrets.
And so we're on your property, you're hosted, we're in the midst of the BV Ultra right now, but why does this date, why is this special to you?
It's a special day. It's in remembrance of my father, who passed away 3 years ago, tomorrow. So yeah, it just means a lot to me, friends, community, to have this event here and sort of keeping that memory alive.
Yeah, because he was a runner too?
He was, yeah, he raced Boston a couple of times, and New York, and Victoria.
Wow.
And he had some races here as well.
Yeah.
On the property as well.
So is this trail that's cut in, like the trail or the course that's cut in right now, was this kind of his design, or is this yours? Whose design was that?
It's a group effort. It's his design. Yeah. Some deer. We got to give some credit to some wildlife, because it's game trails too that we're like piggybacking on them. Just like with the mountain goats and the baboons, like we're running on their trail. So it's a shared highway in a way. And then the run club came out, helped out with like adding some sections of the trail as well. Yeah.
DJs, you got banners.
I give full credit to the Smithers Run Club, to our MC Roy over here. I hope you got a chance to talk to him. A whole team of people who helped with all that. So yeah, that was all these other people here who pulled that off. So yeah, I gotta give them credit. Yeah,
excellent.
It's been a group effort.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
After running half of a lap and conducting two interviews, I was so cocky that the rest of the lap was going to be easy for me.
Wait, I'm coming in. That is exhausting. Oh my god! I can't believe they're doing that all day! Isn't that something?
I left after my embarrassing attempt to run that day, but welcomed the excuse to eat a lot of carbs when I got home. I woke up to a text from Rory the next morning, who messaged me at 5 a.m. to let me know that the race had just ended, and the longest runner lasted 20 hours and ran 120 kilometers.
Yeah, Brandon! Woo! I'm going to interview you right away.
Oh,
Brandon, you are the winner of the Roots, Ridges, and Regrets inaugural Backyard Ultra. How are you feeling?
I'm a little tired. I think I'm ready for bed. Yeah, I think it's funny, you know, like this is like a big run, but it's like, it's not even really a run. It's more like a community event. You know, it's just like what we're doing is the thing that's centered around is running, but so much of this is just like the heart of why living where we live is so awesome. You know, an event like this that, you know, Russ put on, and you guys all put so much work into this, and really to just bring people together, you know? It's not even the running. It's just like getting together with really great people, hey?
Yeah, that's well said.
Like when we saw all the kids running this morning, just like poaching laps, yeah, yeah. You know, and they're like tutus and gum boots or whatever. Like that's what matters. And the bagpipes this morning.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know,
right?
And the costumes and seeing people like do their first half marathon, their first marathon, you know, people who probably never, like they may have never thought they could do that. Mm-hmm. And often running events are so like intimidating. You know, we've all been to those running events where it's like everyone's in their kit and they're like warming up and stretching up at the start line and like eyeing each other up, and that's not what this is.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool event. Thank you so much, you guys, for putting this on. This is like huge. Thanks.
Congratulations.
I'm stoked for next year.
Yeah. Nice one. Well done, buddy.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.